The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Elizabeth Cantor has written a fascinating tale about modern college professors who do not want to teach English literature the way it was written, but instead try to deconstruct it and remold it into Marxist liberal feminist ideology. Of course, that's a hopeless goal, because great English literature is explicitly Christian, conservative, and celebrates heroism, marriage, and masculine courage. And yes, indeed, great English literature was mostly written by dead white males, except for a few extraordinary women, such as Jane Austen and the Bronte sisters. Dr. Cantor's entertaining analysis is enlivened by inset quotations telling exactly what the political professors do not want you to know. The professors don't want you to learn from the poem Beowulf that no civilization will survive without heroes to defend it, or from Chaucer that chivalry has contributed enormously to women's happiness, or from Shakespeare that there really is such a thing as human nature, and some people make destructive choices, or from John Milton that our intellectual freedoms are Christian in origin. The feminists don't want young people to learn from Jane Austen that it's reasonable for a woman to look to marriage for happiness. Many university English departments have come under the control of people who really hate our English and American heritage. The English professors not only don't teach great English literature, but they try to pervert it into the thesis that Western civilization is the root of all evil. Dr. Cantor's book is an introduction to what you should have learned in college but didn't. Called The Politically Incorrect Guide to English Literature, it will introduce you to the grand range of things you can learn from English literature. There are so many wonderful books, novels, plays, and poems written in the English language. Our high school and college students should be introduced to this wealth of literature.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a more in-depth look at multiculturalism and how it divides rather than unifies our country, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for information on multiculturalism. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who received most of his education by associating with people smarter than he is, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you are along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. More cat stories today, but before we get to the cat stories, we do have Trent on the other end of the line, do we not? Hey, Trent.
Good morning, Derry.
Hey, Trent, good to have you as a guest again on the Common Sense Coalition. Let me introduce you for our listeners, though. We're talking with Trent Luce. He's at the Illinois State Capitol, I believe. And tell That's us what correct. You're doing there, Trent.
Well, last week, you know, we announced the Bo Knows Best Journey. We plan to haul 40 unwanted horses to Bo Derrick in California and ask her what she wanted to do with those horses if we could not harvest them for human consumption. Well, since that day, we have found that we have pressing situations and legislation pending here in the state of Illinois. Today at 1 o'clock, the Illinois legislators, Illinois Senate, actually, Public Health Committee, will listen to testimony about banning horse harvesting in the state of Illinois. We decided that we should spend our energies and attention on the state of Illinois, so I and several hundred individuals who are promoting horse harvesting as a choice for unwanted horses in this country are at the state capitol in Springfield, Illinois, riding 200 stick horses around the state capitol, making our point.
Riding stick horses.
I stopped at nine different stores, Derry, and found stick horses. And the reason for the stick horses is that horse owners, livestock people, are responsible animal owners. We wanted to make a statement, but we did not want to jeopardize the health and well-being of our animals in the process of doing so. So we have stick horses here that grown men and women are riding around the state capitol.
You know, now, give us a little more detail on this. I know what you're doing, and many of our listeners do, but in case some of them are joining us for the first time, why don't you explain this horse deal and this horse slaughter deal? And I'm going to say slaughter. I know you think it's not right. I think you're being politically correct calling it harvesting horses, but...
I'm being respectful, because we respectfully take the life of these horses. It's a resource that we need to find a use for. And it is very complicated, Derry, because right now we have the United States Senate that is also looking at banning horse harvesting in the nation. At the same time, we have the state of Illinois proposing a bill, it's HB 1711, that's already passed the House of Representatives and now is sitting in front of the Senate and this Public Health Committee today. If it was passed, and it could potentially come out of the committee today and go in front of the Illinois Senate, it would ban the transportation, donation, or anything to do with horse harvesting even more intrusive to area than the U.S. bill, this particular bill would make it a felony to possess horse meat. So whether you had cocaine or horse meat at your house, it would be the same criminal charge, which I think is absurd. But we're going to be here to try to bring some logic to Illinois senators that it is we need to keep the choice of unwanted horses to be harvested in a state. By the way, Cavil International, DeKalb, Illinois, did open back up yesterday. They did harvest 300 horses, and I'm told they have 300 horses that are being harvested again today. So this is a pressing issue, and all of this led us to believe that we should be here at the state capitol in Illinois today instead of hauling unwanted horses to Bo Derek in California.
Are you going to go ahead with the Bo Derek deal?
Not this week. We've got that on hold to see what develops and what happens, and remaining very open and decide where we need to spend our energy to make best case possible.
For our listeners that weren't listening the other day when you were on the air, Bo Derek, I don't know, she appeared, where was she at the Illinois legislature? Where was she, in Washington, D.C.?
She was both. She has been in Illinois several times, actually was here 2 weeks ago when the House of Representatives did pass HB 1711 that would ban horse harvesting in the state of Illinois. And she has also appeared in Washington, D.C., lobbying to ban horse harvesting nationally. Now, Gary, for those of us, you and myself, that have raised thousands, and actually I did the math, I'm close to 1 million animals that I have provided a daily care for. It becomes very frustrating for those of us that have provided daily care for thousands of animals to have such a few number of people that honestly have never provided the daily needs of livestock or animals. And they're the ones that tend to get the ear of the legislators, and it's the squeaky wheel.
Yeah, but if you would go on the House floor like Bo Derek did wearing a wet T-shirt, they'd pay more attention, or would they?
Well, we might have to find somebody to stand in for me with a wet T-shirt, but I think we could find the person. I don't think you or I could do that, Derek.
No, I don't think so either. have you talked to Bo Derek? Have you ever?
Oh, in fact, since you and I visited last Monday, I learned that she is in England and did not even come back for the Kentucky Derby, which is unlike her. So I don't know if she's hiding in England or she's afraid we're going to show up with these 40 unwanted horses.
Did you watch that Kentucky Derby?
I did see the Kentucky Derby.
You know, that old boy knew what he was doing on old Street Smart, didn't he?
Boy, he came from nowhere.
He came from 19th place out of 20 horses.
A true story.
But he knew those other horses were going to peter out, and he knew right when to turn his on.
Yeah, that was actually quite exciting.
Yeah, it was very good. Anyway.
We've got a lot of excitement here at the state capitol, and I'd be glad to give you a report later in the week.
Yeah, we want you to keep us informed. Tell me very quickly, I know you this thing starts for you in about another 40 minutes, so we need to roll along real quickly. But tell me, why in the world is this thing in the Public Health Committee? Shouldn't it be with the Department of Agriculture?
It absolutely should be, and probably most discouraging, I've done the homework there. There are 11 members of the Public Health Committee. 7 of them are Democrats. 4 are Republicans. 6 of them live in downtown Chicago. Derry, our challenge truly will be in that testimony to convey the needs of the equine industry to Chicago city people. And that really summarizes the challenge of explaining livestock agriculture, our food production period, to a nation that takes for granted the essentials of life that come from United States farms. So.
Hey. You're batting your head against a brick wall. I know how those people feel about guns and everything else, and Illinois is one of them there bunches. But, hey, good luck to you. Go do your thing, and we'll keep us informed. Thank you.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we have returned.
You know, Derry?
Yeah.
Even though Trent is gone, he used a word in. He used the word choice there when he was talking about the Illinois horse owners. And it just got me to thinking, you know, a woman in Illinois has the choice to slaughter her unborn child, but a horse owner in Illinois does not have the choice to harvest their animal.
Well, they do as of now, but if this bill passes. And it's in Illinois. This is an Illinois bill. Now, see, when we had Trent on the other day, it was back in April, latter part of April, that we were talking about the federal law. See, the feds are trying to get this done, too. But what do you do with all of these horses? The people out there say, oh, don't breed so many horses. It doesn't work that way. I will guarantee you for every horse, there was 20 horses in that Kentucky Derby, there was probably 2,000 bred just hoping they could get one in the Kentucky Derby.
I didn't realize those horses had to be invited to the Derby. I thought it was based upon their winnings. Is it based upon their winnings and an invitation?
Now, I'm not a racehorse person. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's done.
Yeah, you know that winner, Street Sense, went off 4.5 to 1, so somebody made some money. Hopefully the jockey made a little bit.
Well, I'm sure he did. But, you know, I watched that race on video. I forgot all about it. I never missed a Kentucky Derby. Haven't since I was a little kid. I've never been there. But, I mean, we always listened to it on the radio, and then when they came along with television, always tried to watch it. But I watched it on the computer this morning, and that's about as big a field of horses they've ever had in the Kentucky Derby. But I'm just pretty sure they're just 3-year-olds, so they haven't had much chance to do what they're going to do. And that's why they break down. They take these young horses. Quarter horse people do the same thing. They take these young horses, start training them, and a horse doesn't mature till he's 5 or 6 years old. And until they mature, now I've kind of forgotten my physiology, my equine physiology, which I studied once upon a time, but their bones, their scapula, for example, that's your shoulder blade, is not really, their bones just aren't fused like they should be until they're mature horses. And when you do that much running, it's and I tell people with their kids, I said, let these little kids go out there and run on that hardwood floor and play soccer and all that. Then they wonder why when they get old they've got rheumatoid arthritis. You know, it looks to me like we just mistreat young people as well as young animals. But anyway, don't we take a break?
Yeah,
we're going to take a break. And then when we come back, I've got some really serious stuff, but hey, the cat stories just keep coming in. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Craig R. Smith.
And we have returned. Now, it has gotten to be almost a daily something that we must do because, hey, I have to give both sides credit, the cat lovers as well as the cat not liker so good. But here's another reason to not like cats, all right? A Winnipeg couple was refused mail delivery and asked to walk 4 kilometers each day to pick up their letters at a local post office in the Western Canadian city because their cat terrified the mail woman. The Canada Post, I guess that's what they call their post office, spokesperson, Kathy Neal, said it's an 8-year-old black cat. Often sleeps underneath the porch steps of the small bungalow and is very aggressive with the carrier, the mail carrier, when the owner is not home. It has growled and leapt up and tried to scratch the mail carrier's face on three different occasions. It certainly doesn't like people in uniform. And the Canada Post says they hope to negotiate a solution with the pet owner to ensure the safety of its employees. Now, here's another person that just had too many cats, but this happened in Chicago. Chicago officials there, the Animal Care and Control Director, Ann Kent, said the city is prepared to remedy the situation and pay the owner full restitution for the loss of her pet. Now, what they did, the city inspector came around and found 24 code violations at the home where these people lived. They were an elderly couple, but they had too many cats. In fact, they had 30 cats. The court order was issued allowing animal control workers to remove 30 of the cats from the home, but not Felix. Felix was 16 years old. They were going to let this couple keep Felix, but the inspectors or the animal control people gathered up all the cats. They had one cat too many, and they killed Felix. And now they figured that, hey, they're going to get sued for killing the wrong cat. And Animal Care now, the city of Chicago, is going to pay full restitution. What is a 16-year-old cat worth? I have no idea. But anyway, that's the cat story for today. Now let's move along with some pretty interesting stuff here, because I just can't believe, yes, I can believe anything anymore, but here we go again. President Bush has signed another one of those agreements that create a permanent body that commits the United States to deeper transatlantic economic integration. Now, this is not a treaty. It's not something that Congress is trying to pass. Bush has just signed this thing, and it's called the Transatlantic Economic Integration Agreement with the European Union. So now we are part of, as far as, I don't know what all this involves, but he signed this thing on April the 30th at the White House. The document acknowledges the transatlantic economy remains at the forefront of globalization. The United States and the European Union seek to strengthen transatlantic economic integration. Now, I don't know what all this means, people, but you can bet it's something that we don't need. The agreement establishes a new transatlantic economic council to be chaired on the U.S. side, and then it tells who all the cabinet levels are going to be. This transatlantic economic council is tasked with creating regulatory convergence between the United States and the European Union on some 40 different public policy areas. 40 areas? Including intellectual property rights. Here we go with that intellectual property right again. Developing security standards for international trade. Getting the United States General Accepted Accounting, which we don't use, by the way, practice recognized in Europe, developing innovation and technology in health industries. Then that health industry frightens me, because here we go back to Cotex Alimentarius again, implementing radio frequency identification technologies, implementing them. Now, if you were listening yesterday, I read an email from a listener that sending one of their children over to some foreign land. I don't remember where they're going again. But when they got their passport, it said, be careful with this passport. Don't bend it or get it too warm or something to that effect, because it has sensitive electronic devices in it. Now, here this thing that Bush just signed with the European Union, this transatlantic economic integration, has to do with implementing radio frequency identification technology, developing a science-based plan on bio-based products. See, what does all this mean? And establishing a regular dialogue to address obstacles to investment. Now, here's what Bush said about it. It is a recognition that the closer that the United States and the European Union become, the better off our people will be. The Transatlantic Economic Council is meant to be a permanent body with senior people on both sides of the Atlantic. Now, I don't know what it is. I have no idea how it's going to work. But I do know that Bush does not have constitutional authority to sign an agreement like that. And Congress sits there like a bunch of dummies and lets him get by with it. And we sit there and let Congress get by with not changing it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you ever seen a soldier give ammunition to the enemy? Well, that's exactly what happens every time a kind-hearted landowner deeds their property over to the Nature Conservancy, the Sierra Club, the Conservation Department. They may think that they're doing something that is going to be good for future generations, but instead, it is so burdened with government restrictions, it's of no useful interest to anyone. So, do you know that there's a property rights organization that actually fights to protect your property rights as outlined in the Constitution? And did you know that you can gift that land or property to an organization that will actually keep it out of government hands? I'm speaking, of course, about the Paragon Foundation. They support individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and protecting your property rights. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding his special spring calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's May the 14th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 1,000 head with 2-pot loads of fancy black 8-weight steers, another MFA processed, and no implants. They're consigned by Jim Holston. Flying W will be in with 2-pot loads of 5 to 6-weight crossbred heifers. Marvin and Monty Reed are selling 100 weaned calves. Hanky Farms have a 70-head string consigned, and Blanchard Farms have an offering of 50 fancy black calves. Brian High has consigned a 65-head string of calves. Other consigners include Gail Martin, Dale, David Pfeiffer, John and Denise Simons, Anthony Linhart, Miller Farms, J.R. Cardry, Ronald Murian, Jack Haley, Reed Farms, Larry Allman, Larry Bartner, and Harold Bennett. Jim and Keith Swearingen and Robert Head, over 1,000 head, will be selling this coming Monday, that's May the 14th, at the spring sale, the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom14.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom14.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 14.com. Freedom14.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
The man who says they can't collect legal taxes from illegal money.
Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. Now, as I just mentioned, and this is a Jerome Corsi article on WorldNetDailies.com article today, where Bush signed this agreement creating a permanent body that commits the United States to be involved with transatlantic economic integration, in other words, with the European Union. Now, I don't know what's involved in this thing. It's probably 20,000 pages that nobody's going to read, but everybody should. Now, I have an article here from Phyllis Schlafly concerning free trade. And she explains free trade and why the United States is losing its industrial community here. She says, why do companies relocate their plants overseas? Why do they abolish United States jobs? They can hire workers at very low wages, such as 30 cents an hour in China. The companies don't have to pay any employee benefits, and they don't have to comply with safety and environmental regulations, and they don't have to pay foreign taxes when they export their products back to us. She goes on to say that corporations located in the United States pay big U.S. corporate income and property taxes. It does a lot for their bottom line when they move to a foreign tax-free utopia. Foreign governments do tax corporations. But if the company exports its products to the United States or other countries, the foreign government rebates or forgives the tax. That creates an irresistible magnet to attract U.S. companies to transfer their plants to a land where they can avoid most or both countries' taxes. She says it's no wonder that Daimler Chrysler will soon start building cars in China to ship back and sell in the United States under Chrysler names such as Dodge and Jeep. This means that 11,000 manufacturing jobs, 2,000 white-collar jobs will be eliminated over the next 24 months. The SUV assembly plant in Newark, Delaware will be closed. The Warren, Michigan truck plant and the St. Louis County, Missouri assembly plants will each lose one or of two shifts. One of the many ways, Phyllis says, the United States is different from nearly all other countries is the system of taxation. The United States imposes taxes on our income. We pay taxes on what we earn. 175 other countries impose taxes on consumption. They pay taxes on what they buy, and they call that value-added tax. This system not only operates as a bribe to induce U.S. plants to move overseas, but it is also a scheme to prevent U.S. products from being competitively sold in foreign countries. Here's how she says the racket works. When a U.S. product, such as an automobile, arrives in another country's port, the foreign government slaps a value-added tax, import tax, that is a percentage of the price of the product, the transportation cost to get it to the foreign country, and the tariff that the foreign country charges. For 40 years, she says, the United States has been signing trade agreements that were supposed to reduce or eliminate tariffs and thereby promote free trade. European countries proclaim that they are reducing their tariffs, but in fact they replace their tariffs with these increasing value-added taxes. In 1968, the average tariff rate collected by the European Union. Now, here we are. We've just signed this transatlantic economic integration. I say we signed it. No, I didn't sign it. You didn't sign it. Congress didn't sign it. Nobody even knew about it until April the 30th when Bush signed it. All right? But she says, in 1968, the average tariff rate collected by the European Union countries was 10.4%. And the average value-added tax was 13.4%, making a trade barrier against United States goods of almost 24%, 23.84%. By 2006, the average tariff rate declined to only 4.4%, but the value average tax climbed to 19.3%, making the trade barrier against our products almost the same as it was back in 1968, 23, almost 24%. Foreign countries simply substituted high value added taxes for high tariff rates, thereby maintaining their border barriers against competition from the United States. The result is that most foreign countries still have de facto tariffs against us that are high or higher than their tariffs of 40 years ago. This racket is contrary to the goal of free trade agreements, but don't look for any relief from the World Trade Organization, says Phyllis. She says the WTO consistently rules against us. The current system is not the result of free trade market or free trade, but the failure of our government to counter the dishonest practices of our trading competitors. Now, as I've said, and it's probably 40 years ago that I made this comment, because I was on a local radio station here in Missouri, and it was when, I'm trying to think who was Secretary of Agriculture at the time, but he was over in Russia, and this was during the Cold War. But we had decided that we were going to sell wheat to Russia. And when they sent a bunch of college professors over there, or those kind of people, and when they came back, they made such a great deal out of this, how wonderful it is we have a trade agreement now with Russia. And the trade agreement was for 5 years. And they didn't know how much wheat they were going to buy. They didn't know how much wheat we were going to sell. It had nothing in there about the price, but it was a 5-year agreement. And I thought, for God's sakes, you know, we send the wrong people. And I made the statement at the time, you know, 8th grade kids trading pocket knives would be smarter than that. Well, today, 8th grade kids can't own pocket knives. But I remember very well the comments that I made at that time, saying, look, why don't we send a used car dealer on these things? Why don't we send some cattle buyers over there? People that know how to make deals and stay hitched on the deals that they make. The people we send absolutely, apparently, have never done any kind of trading whatsoever. And this is the way it works. Here we've had this thing for 40 years. We're no better off now than we were 40 years ago. But our leaders tell us we have free trade, and there is nothing free about it. Anyway, Phyllis, we appreciate the information you have there. You explained it very well. Now, back to this NAFTA superhighway. It's running into difficulties. Is that the way you pronounce difficulties? Something like that. It ain't the way you spell it. It's the way you tell it. Now, again, this is a Jerome Corsi story in WorldNet Daily. And by the way, Jeff, we need to check on Jerome Corsi. The last time I talked to him, we were having dinner together in New Mexico, and he was on his way to... where was he going? Down in one of those Central American countries with the CIA and the FBI. And that, I even asked him, I said, do you think this is a good thing to do? Because he has, and he has friends in the White House that feed him this information. And he has friends all through the government bureaucracies that feed him this information. So this was a Jerome Corsi note that I had here about Bush signing this transatlantic economic integration thing on April the 30th. So somebody forwarded him all that information. So he has friends in high places, and you can bet that the administration doesn't like him, period. And certainly they'd try to find out who his friends in high places are. But for him to go down to one of these banana republics, I can't remember which one it was, with the FBI. See, every time I see one of these things where they arrest a bunch of militiamen or something, oh my gosh, you're living right there in a nice neighborhood. Hey, I'd rather have the militia living next door to me than the CIA, wouldn't you? Anyway, back to the NAFTA superhighway now. Again, this is a Jerome Corsi article. And he says the director of the North America Super Corridor Coalition has gone to war against an Oklahoma state legislator, trying to distance the tri-national group from any identification with the new NAFTA superhighway. Now, people are waking up. There's no doubt about it. Apparently, the governor of Texas isn't going to wake up. He's already got his mind made up. But there are a lot of folks in Texas that are upset about this and beginning to do something about it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome. Stay tuned.
This
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel or Jeff Bennett help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
And we have returned. Now, as I mentioned, this is another Jerome Corsi article. And it has to do with the North America Super Corridor Coalition. And they're plumb upset because there's an Oklahoma State congressman there, Senator Randy Borgnon, that has entered an amendment to an Oklahoma bill requiring the state's Department of Transportation, and here's what it says, shall be prohibited from participating or entering any negotiations or agreements with NASCO. No state funds or federal funds dedicated for state use shall be used for any international, integrated, or multimodal transportation system. That would eliminate spending any money on this highway, right? He has also sponsored Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, an Oklahoma legislature resolution urging the United States to withdraw from the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And this, again, is one of those things, those documents that Bush has signed with no authority whatsoever to do. Congress didn't let him do it. He just did it. We the people are letting Congress get by with it, by with not doing something. See, Congress could stop all this foolishness if they just do it. Anyhow, this NASCO group has an executive director, Tiffany Melvin. And she is traveling to Oklahoma to argue her case directly with the Oklahoma legislators. Now, here's what she's saying. She says prior to her trip, she sent sympathetic state legislatures position papers attacking the critics of this thing. On one such paper entitled NASCO and Oklahoma, she charges this. And see, we've heard this same kind of junk talk. This is exactly the same. I mean, she could have picked this right up out of what the USDA is talking, is telling us or telling the people about what we're saying about the National Animal ID System. Here's what she says about this superhighway. In recent months, a few poorly informed and conspiracy-minded groups have falsely alleged our efforts to enhance business and trade in North America include such aims as the promotion and or construction of a NAFTA superhighway. That would undermine U.S. national sovereignty, promote illegal immigration, and harm the U.S. economy. Nothing could be further from the truth. So those of us who believe in U.S. sovereignty, that believe that the government is way overstepping its bounds, we are poorly informed and conspiracy-minded. Now, she goes on here, a NASCO position paper entitled Who We Are, What We Stand For, and Why the Fervent Devotion to Transportation Efficiency says, here's what it says, in actual fact, there are no plans to build a NAFTA superhighway. It already exists today as I-35. Now, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding his special spring calf and yearling sale this coming Monday. That's May the 14th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting 1,000 head with 2 pot loads of fancy black 8-weight steers, and other MFA processed and no implants. They're consigned by Jim Holston. Flying W will be in with 2 pot loads of 5 to 6 weight crossbred heifers. Marvin and Monty Reed are selling 100 weaned calves. Hanky Farms have a 70 head string consigned, and Blanchard Farms have an offering of 50 fancy black calves. Brian High has consigned a 65 head string of calves. Other consigners include Gail Martin, David Pfeiffer, John and Denise Simons, Anthony Linhart, Miller Farms, J.R. Cardry, Ronald Murian, Jack Haley, Reed Farms, Larry Allman, Larry Bartner, and Harold Bennett. Jim and Keith Swearingen and Robert Head, over 1,000 head, will be selling this coming Monday, that's May the 14th, at the spring sale, the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Gold prices inched higher Monday on a weaker dollar ahead of the Fed meeting this week. Gold closed in New York up 60 cents to $687.50 an ounce. Silver added 7 cents to $13.49 an ounce. Speculation that the Fed will not raise interest rate further weakened the dollar and boosted gold's appeal as an alternative. The Fed is now trapped, says Craig R. Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses 7 major forces driving gold, 4 types of gold worth owning, and 6 steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
Now, back to the superhighway there in Texas, the NAFTA superhighway, the Texas Trans-Texas Corridor. Jerome Corsi got this information by what they call the Oklahoma Open Records Request, so he could pick up these documents. And he obtained a copy of an internal memo that was written by this Tiffany Melvin, July the 21st, 2006, so it'll soon be a year ago. The document was obtained, as I said, a part of this Open Records Request. In the memo, she advises repositioning NASCO's talking points. Now, we've discussed this time and time again. It ain't the way you sell it, it's the way you tell it. You can't use certain words, and they have double meanings, the New World Order words do. She suggests that they support only existing transportation systems. In other words, she says, let's don't use the term super corridor. We have to stay away from super corridor, and this is a quote, we have to stay away from super corridor because it is very bad, hot button right now. Anyhow, they say, hey, there's nothing could be further from the truth. They're not going to build this NAFTA superhighway. Then tell that to Kansas City, because Kansas City is putting millions of dollars in a Kansas City smart port that's going to be part of this NAFTA superhighway. And then these people say, well, yeah, but look, we already have Interstate 35, and that's what we're talking about here. Yes, but Interstate 35, I've driven across it many times. It's a four-lane highway. They're talking about four lanes going each direction. They're talking about a railroad going each direction, along with utility lines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This thing's going to be a quarter of a mile wide. So, anyway, they're trying to cover their tracks here and make it look like, hey, there's just a few folks out there that are poorly informed and are conspiracy-minded and are making false statements. That sound familiar? Sounds exactly like those same terms. I guess they have the same speechwriters, because that's exactly what the United States Department of Agriculture says about us dummies out here in Missouri that don't want any part of NAIS. Anyway, move along here. I see where the Forest Service has now purchased a big ranch, and they're going into the ranching business. The way this thing reads, it's a government release, USDA.gov. The Forest Service has purchased the Elkhorn Ranch in North Dakota. The ranch becomes part of the Little Missouri National Grasslands. The USDA Forest Service, and see, the Forest Service comes under the USDA, where the BLM comes under the Department of Interior. Anyway, this ranch is 5,200 acres. It has historically significant natural resources. It's located in the badlands of western North Dakota. And that's where President Theodore Roosevelt operated a ranch back in the 1880s. It's been a ranch ever since. Now, they say the ranch was purchased for $4.8 million from a private owner. It now becomes part of the Little Missouri National Grasslands. It is the intent of the Forest Service to convey a like number of acres to the private sector to continue the same balance of federal lands in North Dakota. In other words, now they're going to have to sell something that they have, 5,200 acres, according to what this news release says. However, it's a long news release, and if you get down to the bottom of it, it says 5.3 million acres is what they paid. So I don't know really what they paid. In the meantime, Chelsea Clinton... was asked a returning soldier from the war zone about fear, and he said there's only three things that he was really afraid of: Osama, Obama, and your mama.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
About the clouds and we're together.
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
It's true.